Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You pull your putter out too early.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Which is also a possibility in a couple of weeks at Cache Creek. Also, it's possible that too many 49er fans are suggesting that the Niners should play scared this year. I'll explain. We'll get to it. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco, and all of us here at 95.7 The Game are not only thrilled to be working with Laughing Monk, but we were thrilled to actually be in the damn building yesterday down in Sunnyvale. It was awesome.
Beautiful property, delicious food.
Yep.
Didn't get an opportunity to sample the scrumptious beer, but it sure looked scrumdilly-umptious right there.
We'll do that another time.
No doubt.
Yeah, we'll do that another time. Maybe I'm thinking football season.
Yeah.
We'll do that another time.
Yeah, maybe when the boss is not having a look
yeah,
at every single move.
Yeah, I think we're allowed to go there without him. That's definitely on the plate. Okay, so speaking of having a drink and a good time, so check this out. We set the table for you a short time ago. We'll do it again. Cache Creek Resort and Casino. The show's there Friday the 27th. Then we're all staying the night, and you can win an overnight stay out there Friday, June 27th. And then we're playing golf starting on Saturday morning, Saturday, June 28th. The way you win your way in today is you know the answers to all three trivia questions which are coming your way. One is moments away. The other will be in the 4 o'clock hour, around 4 o'clock. The other one will be at 5 o'clock. Then when you get the cue to call late in the show, you're going to have to know the answers to all three of the questions. It is possible that one of the questions, for example, might be, what number did I wear for the San Mateo High School baseball team back in 1991?
That could be.
It could be.
Oh, okay.
One of the questions.
Hey, that's a good question.
It is. And if somebody were to ask that to you,
yeah,
you would answer by saying number 9.
Not 5, not 6, not 7.
That's correct. Number 9.
You wore 9.
Number 9, because I played third base. And at the time, Matt Williams had come up, and actually, somebody who's good with numbers, this is actually a Shasky question.
Numbers are numbers.
Yeah, like I can't remember which order it was. Did he come up and wear number 10 and then switch to 9, or did he come up as number 9 and then switch to 10? One of our listeners, I bet, can clue me in on that. I can't remember what the order was, but Williams was or ended up being number 10.
Yep.
But at the other portions of his career, he wore number 9. At least when I was playing third base at San Mateo, Matty was, he was wearing number 9.
Yeah, he started wearing number 60.
Okay.
And then he went to 10, and then he went to 9.
And then he went to 9.
Okay, yeah.
So that's when I started playing third base for the San Mateo Bearcats, and I said, that's my third baseman. You give me number 9.
Also orange and black, right?
Absolutely.
The Bearcats. So
same colors, yes.
So there you have it. You wore nine. If that happens to pop up in the Cache Creek trivia portion,
just by chance,
and if you're listening, then you've got one of the three keys.
Number nine.
All right.
Okay. Now, this guy.
Yeah, I don't remember him wearing 60. Must have been.
Neither do I. That must have been like spring training.
September call-up.
Yeah,
or,
when he was a baby.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, number nine. And then this guy. I know I don't do well with numbers, but I do know that this guy wears number 23. Christian McCaffrey for the San Francisco 49ers. I want to encourage everybody, seemingly, to stop asking the 49ers to play scared. Because that's what it sounds like. A lot of everybody, you're just assuming that Christian either is still hurt or he's going to get hurt. Here's what he said yesterday about how he's currently feeling coming off of the injuries.
No, I feel great. I think this offseason I spent a lot of time kind of building back a base, starting from scratch. So a lot of it was rehab, and wanted to put myself in a position where I didn't miss a day of OTAs and I could practice and play football again and be healthy and not miss a day. And I did that, and now it's, we can kind of kick back up the training again, but I feel great.
Okay, so A, he feels great. Nobody seems to believe him, but he says he feels great. Everyone we talked to down there yesterday, they're like, no, dude, he's doing great. My naked eye watched him run yesterday, and he looked like the bounce was back in his step. Did you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would expect that in June after him having a full offseason to rest, rehab, recover, and get ready to go. And yeah, it's just the beginning. It's shorts and helmets, and nobody's out there putting the lick on other people, but just watching him, he looked bouncy. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing that he brings up right here is what about the balanced workload, if you will? So would you like maybe a little bit, fewer touches?
I don't think about that. My job is, put my body in the best position it can to go out there and be me. Everything else, I try to, it's a lot of noise and, sometimes there's a lot of different things going on. My job is just go 100% every play and continue to get better. I just try to focus on that.
Okay, so that's the workload question. And then there's also the age question, which is now starting to come up as Christian approaches 30 years old. Do you adjust the way that you're going about this because of your age?
Yeah, definitely. I think, it's funny. I've had a lot of people tell me that as you get older, you need to do less. And I think there's just a middle ground with that statement. And so, for me, it's kind of a constant evaluation of where your body's at and what you need. And you put a lot of trust in other people, and your trainer, your treatment people, the guys at the facility. And so, if you follow their plans and you like where it's going and you start to feel good, but you're just constantly evaluating where you're at and trusting the whole off-season process.
So it's fascinating. I fully get it. Christian is coming off of a season where he only played four games, and he's Christian McCaffrey. So why would any of this be about anything but health? Well, the other side to me goes, really? Like, Christian McCaffrey walked out to the podium to meet with the media, and seemingly they barely asked him anything other than what's going on with his health. And so I wonder how that affects the season coming up, because like the Niners are in a can't win situation. If that guy goes out there and gets hurt at all, it feels like the Niners are going to get blamed for it. And I just don't know. I don't know if you can play football that way. Christian is healthy. They need him in order to be good. Stop projecting injuries. Like, it's June, and people are already asking for fewer touches for Christian McCaffrey is essentially what I'm getting at.
I hear that, and it's kind of a balancing act for me because, yeah, you're going to use him as much as you need to try to win games. And as I said in the crossover, 21 touches per game. You went to the Super Bowl. You went to overtime of the Super Bowl. So that obviously worked. He played a lot of the games, if not all of them. He got more touches than any other player in football, and you went to the final game, and you needed five quarters to actually be eliminated. So that piece of it is the part that you lean on most. He's good. When he's healthy and plays, you win. Now, the other side of it is, at what point do you give him breaks early in the game and late in the game when you got a two-touchdown lead? Those are the things that make me a little bit nervous, where you got 7 minutes to go and you're up by 10, and you maybe at that time you can pull him out, or maybe you're up by 14 and you know, let Guerrero go in there and be the mop-up guy. That's where it gets to be a slippery slope for me.
It's real slippery. Yep. I hear you, but then again, and I don't know if this is so much the NFL. We talk about it a lot in the NBA. The Giants this year in baseball have certainly been like this. I don't know what's going on right now, but leads don't feel safe anymore. They really don't. And so I get it. I'm with you. There are moments where Shanahan, through the last few years, has had Christian in the game and others, for that matter, where you're like, why? Why? You're up by 17 with 3 minutes. You really don't think that you've got this game in hand. But you know how it works. The second that they pull people and in some way, shape, or form, the game gets messed up, you're going to get criticized for that. And the bottom line is there's no way to control this. You cannot protect players from injury in the National Football League.
No, of course not. And you can only protect them by not playing them. And that's where people, including myself, have a pause where, you know, you got a lead, fourth quarter lead. It's okay sometimes to go with lesser players out there. And maybe you even have to punt and give the other team the ball back. And you're up by 14 with 4 minutes to go. And you really want to just grind out the clock and you try to do it and your backup running back doesn't do it. So, yeah, it's a risk you have to take, but I just am a little cautious about it as he's getting older, 29, and 2 years ago he had 21 touches a game, led the league, and as you get older in any sport, I do think the likelihood of injury goes up.
Of course, but there's no way to avoid that either.
In other football, words, you're right.
No,
yeah.
I mean, in any sport, like bottom line for me, if Christian McCaffrey is healthy, I want the Niners to ride the guy a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Not you know, in any sort of an unsafe way, but I don't know how many of y'all have noticed, like when Christian McCaffrey, when he plays, the 49ers do really, really good things. You know, they win a lot of football games.
Yeah, that is definitely the case from 2 years ago where, you know, he played very, very well, led the league in yards from scrimmage, and you went to the Super Bowl. So I do think you can draw a direct line between Christian McCaffrey, and he was top five in the MVP. I think he was fourth that year. And so you have two guys in the top five. One of them is your running back who you definitely rode, and you went to the Super Bowl. So that, for me, is the top line of all of this. Good player plays, team wins. Okay, now we get down further about how do we protect him and the injuries and the age and all that? But the top line item is he's good, and when he's good, you win.
We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems, and all of a sudden, we have got to talk about something that just happened with the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, Schmidt.
Yeah, you got that right. Say that one more time.
Oh, Schmidt.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. That's coming up next on Weather.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
And dibs.
1-2. Doyle on the ground to third. Schmidt bobbles. He'll go to first, not in time. Could have been a double play to end the game. The Giants don't get anybody out. And now it's a one-run game. 2-2. Goodman strikes out swinging. On the high fastball, two down.
Huge.
3-2 pitch with the bases loaded. Arcia into left field. Estrada in. McMahon is going to score, and the Rockies break the Giants' hearts in the ninth inning and salvage a game in the series with an 8-7 victory.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You ever have a great day and then get in a fight with a family member right before bed?
You asking me?
Yeah, you ever had that happen?
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened. What day is it?
I think
yesterday's on the phone. But go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I don't want to pry.
It's too late. It's my fault.
No.
Not a GP2 coming from me around the house.
That's called
my fault.
It's called being a dude.
Yeah.
It's called being a guy. At least if you're doing it right, you're doing it right.
Yeah. That's my version of chivalry. My fault.
I was watching some stand-up comedy the other day. You just made me think of this. And the guy's bit is pretty funny. He said his dad told him the secret to marriage is to never say the first or the second thing that comes to your mind. Just wait, breathe, and say the third
thing
that comes to mind. So he tells this story of driving out to Vegas with his wife, and they fill the cooler with a bunch of drinks. And then they're almost there, and she pulls out the drinks, and they're warm. And she's like, oh, my God, this cooler did not keep the drinks cold. And he looks in the cooler, and he's like, babe, you didn't put any ice in it. And she goes, you don't need to put ice in a cooler. It's a cooler.
So the first thing that comes to his mind.
The first thing that comes to his mind. He goes, the first thing that comes to my mind is, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard somebody say in my entire life.
Okay, that's
Shut
a pass.
The hell up.
We're going to pass on that one.
The second thing that comes to his mind is, honey, how exactly do you think a cooler works?
Okay.
Pass.
We're going to pass on that one.
Third thing that comes to his mind. Honey, I can't believe this cooler. It's broken.
That's funny.
That's how you keep your marriage intact.
I'm going to have to remember that one.
Oh God.
A little late now, but
yeah.
Anyway,
there's a reason I just brought this up. You ever have a great day, and then right before bed, you get into a fight with someone you love? Because that's what the Giants just did. That's what the Giants just did in Colorado. They just had a great week in Colorado. Everybody's hitting, and we're all coming from behind, and we're just having a sexy seven-game win streak, and everything's wonderful. And I swear to you, Dibs, we're having that conversation, and the game's on over our shoulder. It's 7-5. They go to the ninth inning. They bring in Randy Rodriguez this time in order to close the game out. Duvall not available today. He had pitched both of the other two games, including a lengthy effort last night in a game that, by the way, this is not cherry picking. When he brought Duvall in up by four, not up by three, up by four, I went, did you need to do that? I know it's Coors Field,
right,
and four, no lead is safe, but I was like, with a day game tomorrow, I might have held on to Duvall. See if somebody else can go get those three outs. Instead, Duvall struggles,
yeah,
but gets out of it. Giants win 10-7, so today you've got to go to Randy Rodriguez. Well, no shame there. Randy is right. He's been absolutely unbelievable. Well, Giants are up 7-5. There's one out, and he issues a walk. And for some reason, all of the Coors Field feels from history just went running through my body. And I went, this is the game they're going to lose, isn't it? This is the one. Because they do this every year at Coors Field, no matter how bad the Rockies are. There's one of these every year, and it often seems like it's on the getaway day because that's the one that leaves that crappy taste in your mouth even after things have gone so well. You took two from San Diego, you swept Atlanta, and you were moments away from a sweep in Colorado, and you've won seven of your last eight games. Yet, I'm kind of annoyed right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm kind of annoyed because, first of all, that's the Rockies and they're awful. And second of all, and this is not fair to Casey, but if Matt Chapman's not hurt, the Giants just swept that series because the bases were loaded and it was 7-5 with one out and a nice little hot shot, candy hop to third base.
Right to him.
Taylor made 5-4-3 game-ending double play and Casey completely boots it.
1-2. Doyle on the ground to third. Schmidt bobbles. He'll go to first, not in time. Could have been a double play to end the game. The Giants don't get anybody out. And now it's a one-run game.
That's Dave Fleming, of course, NBC Sports Bay Area. Rodriguez would strike out the next hitter, but then with two outs and the bases loaded in a 3-2 count, Arcia with a line drive base hit to left field. Ball game over. Rockies win 8-7. And look, the defense was kind of weak throughout this entire series. I'm thinking of Encarnacion yesterday.
Oh, boy.
But also, it's odd. Dibs, this series looked like a Coors Field series, and it shouldn't. Not this year. The Rockies have fewer runs scored than any team in baseball. And they just put up 20 in the three games against the Giants.
16 earned, so the four unearned, two of them from the Encarnacion whiff yesterday where he just chose not to catch the ball at first base. He stepped the wrong way, and the ball just went whizzing right through him. And then this one, Schmidt's a natural third baseman, and he gets a pretty generous hop. But what I saw looking at the replay is as the ball's coming to him, he's already turning his head to throw to second. It's like the wide receiver who, you know, takes his eyes off the ball at that last second trying to figure out where he's going to run with the ball, and you just don't catch it. And this one is the crusher because – you know, your relievers in the series were all a little shaky. And Rodriguez letting guys on, and last night Duvall, same thing. And
Sean
a little
Jelly.
Shaky.
Yep, Jelly
Sean,
today.
Yeah, no doubt. And so you still had a chance to escape with the victory. And today marks a first for the Giants this season. It's the first time all year that they've scored four runs in an inning and lost the ball game.
Yep.
This is the 15th time, Mark, that they've scored four or more runs in a game, and this is the first time that that happened, and they actually lost the ball game.
Yeah, they scored four in the second, three more in the fifth, and they lose 8-7. Dom Smith had a three-run homer. This one was threatening to be relaxing. The Giants were up by five. That bullpen just gave up a five-run lead. That has to be the first time that that's happened this year.
Yeah, Absolutely.
I can't remember another one of those. Have they coughed up and lost any other five-run leads so far this year?
I don't believe so.
I'm remembering some of the blown games, right? Blown saves. There was the one in Anaheim. There's some other frustrating games, but I don't remember a time where the Giants gave up a five-run lead and lost. I can't think of that.
Well, there haven't been that many games where they've scored five runs. So, right. I mean, that limits you down to how many games you have to actually mentally go through. And that's been the strength of this team is the starting pitching in the bullpen. And you got to this series. Yeah, you gave up 20 runs. Even if it's only 16 earned, that is 5 1/3 a game for a team, the Rockies, that's barely averaging 3.5 runs a game.
So you were a strike away, by the way, from getting on the plane to L.A., dead heat, even Steven with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And now you're a game back and whatever. Like, that's not the big story. That's not the end of the world. But, man, I would have really loved to watch the Giants for no other reason than just seemingly the Bay Area's favorite sports word this year, which is vibes. I don't know if you've noticed this. We did this with the Warriors. I can hear everybody doing it with the Niners right now. It's all about vibes. And the Giants would have headed to L.A. with some serious vibes, a strike away from an 8-game win streak and an even Steven 41-28 record as they arrive in L.A. to take on the Dodgers tomorrow night. But no, they cough it up. Now they're a game back, and now they're licking wounds on their plane flight.
And it's that part of it, the way you lost it, because when Chapman gets hurt, your number one fear is the Gold Glove defense, yep, and the bat too, but the offense was actually really good in this series at altitude, of course, but your fears have been the defense, and so you don't have your starting catcher, you don't have your starting third baseman, your first baseman didn't really catch the ball. Elliot Ramos already is, you know, a slightly below average defensive player,
yep,
and even in this game, what is it, the ninth inning? Jung-Hoo Lee makes a terrific catch going back, 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 back.
The first out
right,
was up against the fence in center field.
So, yep. I mean, it looked like defensively you were doing enough to yep, preserve that lead, and then Schmidt can't get it done at third. And, you know, he feels awful right now because that play has got to be, it's converted probably 97% of the time.
Mm.
I mean, the ball's hit literally right to him and not that hot of a shot.
No, and it was, and a candy hop. He got to bounce off the grass. This thing hit him in the waist.
In the waist.
He didn't even need to bend over for this thing. Like, that one stinks. And they're coming off of a 7-game win streak. And sure, I should know better, because if you go through the 7 games that they just won, they probably didn't deserve at least 3 of them.
Yep.
Like, look at the way they've been winning ball games. Walk off wild pitches, walk off home runs. They rallied from way down late in the game last night to end up winning. Like, all of these games are super close. And so, yeah, like the last 3 times the Giants have lost, you come out of there going, you've got to be kidding me. How the hell did you lose that baseball game? But sandwiched around those 3 losses were 7 wins, 6 of them by 1 run. So everything's fine, but that one's hard to swallow.
Very hard.
That one's hard to swallow.
Especially when you realize that they've only lost 2 games this year before today when they scored 5 or more runs. So just looking at these games, it's impossible that they would have blown a 5-run lead before, because they only had 2 losses when they scored 5 or more. So today, that becomes another first on your list where, I mean, you put up the numbers offensively and you still couldn't get it done because you blew a 5-run lead.
Okay. In about 28 hours, 27 and a half hours, Logan Webb and Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Wow.
Let's take a look. Let's see it, boys. Like, I really, you know, measuring stick stuff in baseball is kind of tough because it's baseball, but I'm excited to get a look at this. And it stinks that that's the last taste in their mouth before they go into this series. But let's see. Let's see it. Because I know most of you and most of the people around the country who watch baseball, you still don't buy it. You still don't think that they've actually got a shot at this, or that they belong in the conversation with the Padres and the Dodgers. They, like, a lot of people do not believe that this is going to last. I don't know. As we sit here now, right, a week and a half ago, first two losses against the Padres, everybody was super annoyed and ready to really wring the necks of this of the offensive side of this team. And then they became one of the big stories in baseball with their seven-game win streak. You know, put today aside, I guess, but off you go to L.A., and the question is to what level do we believe that this is actually a thing, that the Giants are going to sustain in the standings and challenge for a playoff spot and maybe even the damn division?
Yeah, this is a definite measuring stick series, and you're right. Three games out of 162, we can't put too much import into it because, you know, you can come back and sweep them next time if they sweep you here. You do go in with a little sting, though, having lost today, because if you'd only take one of the three in L.A., now it's a 3-3 road trip, and that includes Colorado. And Colorado's got 13 wins, and they've beaten you twice.
Yep.
That, you know, and you're not going to beat them every single time,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, played them seven times.
Right, and you're 5-2, which if they're 2-5, their winning percentage against you is way higher than it is against everyone else in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different ways to look at it.
Yeah.
I think about tomorrow, and it's one of those games that is super exciting. Looking at the FanGraphs Cy Young tracker, Logan Webb is number 2, and Yamamoto is number 5.
Okay.
So these are two of the 5 best starters in the National League going head-to-head.
Number 1 right now.
Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Chris Sale is 3, Zach Wheeler is 4, Robbie Ray is 8.
Robbie Ray is 8.
Kodai Senga is 9.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, you got some big names on there. And
no doubt.
And the Giants have 2 of them, so, and Robbie Ray won't pitch in the series, but, all right, Logan, it's ace versus ace down there in front of probably 50,000 plus at Chavez Ravine.
And then the Giants are going to send 2 babies out over the weekend, and Landon Roop and Kyle Harrison. At least I think they're sending out Kyle Harrison. I don't think they're going to use that as Justin Verlander's return game. But you're probably actually going to run the 6-man rotation over the next 7 days would be my guess. Harrison will start Sunday. Verlander will probably get a spot next week, maybe against Cleveland. And then you figure out what you're going to do. But we'll take your Giants calls and some more to kind of bounce around on this. 888-957-957. Just go to Chris in Sonoma. Hi, Chris. What are you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just running some errands and listening to the end of the game. I like listening to these games more than watching. But anyway, first off, I really like Bob Melvin. I think he's a terrific manager. The however is, last night's poor decision-making at the end of the game using Duvall in a non-save situation, I think led, it's a ripple effect. It led to using Rodriguez today, who's been terrific, don't get me wrong, but he allowed Rodriguez to throw 43 pitches, melt down, lose a game. He would have had Duvall had he not used Duvall last night, number one. Number two, by allowing Rodriguez to throw 43 pitches, he might not have Rodriguez against a team he really who can really hit.
Chris, there's no might about it. He will not be available tomorrow night. I can tell you that already right now.
I don't think he'll be available all weekend. Sunday at the earliest, fellas.
No, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. You're not wrong, Chris, but I wouldn't rule Saturday out yet, but we can firmly rule out tomorrow. You're right about that.
Yeah, so, this is a – Dan makes a great makes a great point. They're 2-5 against the Giants. That's a 400 percentage. Come on, man. What are we doing?
Well, it's actually 28%. Two out of seven.
Two out of five would have been – I got where you're – no, I see where Chris's brain went.
Chris, I love it.
Chris, thank you.
Even at that, if they're 2-5, that's 2 out of 7. 1 out of 7 is 14.3, so they're playing 286 balls.
28.6%, that's correct.
Against the Giants, and you'd have to extrapolate that out of their overall record.
Well,
but,
they're 191 overall.
Right. Yeah. So if you take the 2-5 against the Giants out of that 191, it goes down to about 180.
Then they're 11-50.
Right, which is 11 out of 61, which is not very good, Mark.
No, it's not good.
No,
Bob,
it's about
or
a buck
Dan,
70, yeah.
Whatever your name is.
It's a Dan day, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It got serious.
And it's okay to lose to the worst team in the history of baseball, but to do it like this, and I think he makes a good point about the usage yesterday of Duvall, and now you don't have Rodriguez tomorrow for sure, and you'll have Duvall, you figure. And
here's my guess. This is just my guess. If you asked Bomel, and because I thought the same thing. If you were watching last night when the Giants went ahead, both Doval and Sean Jelly were getting loose. And he went to Doval, and I'd have to ask this question to be sure, but I've heard it before. A lot of times, once a closer gets loose in the bullpen, that already counts as an outing. So the thought process is, look, we've already used him. He's loose, and he's ready to go in the bullpen. Remember, the Giants were scoring runs in that top of the ninth. So they didn't know that it wasn't a safe situation. I think they went into that final inning up 7-6. So they're thinking, safe situation, Camilo's getting ready, and then they start rallying. And they turn a 7-6 game into a 10-6 game. Now, you could hand it over to Jelly, but that may already go down as a day of usage for Doval. Therefore, he's already not available for the day game the next day, which was today. And so then you're thinking, well, if we're going to use him, let's use him.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Coors Field, and a 4-run lead here is like a 2-run lead anywhere else, so let's go ahead and put him out there. My guess is that's the thought process, but I had the same question. As soon as they went up by 4, I'm kind of like, for two reasons. You're like, A, maybe you rest him a little bit, and B, we know this. When closers, when it's not a safe situation for whatever reason, it feels like they don't focus the same way.
And didn't Doval go through that last year?
Where, yes.
Like a couple of times.
Absolutely.
He came in games where they just wanted to give him work, and
right.
He was not highly motivated, and he struggled, and it became a thing.
Yeah, and he gave up a bomb right away last night. It was 10-7, and then there were ducks on the pond and tying run at the plate, and all the stuff's going on. So, but that'd be my guess if you asked Bomel why he did it. He's like, dude, we're already using him. So we might as well go ahead and get him to close out this game. And he did. He did. So
He did. Yeah.
So you got to give him credit. It was a W. But, yes, there's a ripple effect. And Chris is not wrong. Randy Rodriguez, my understanding of the way that Randy is used, you can book it. He is not available tomorrow night now for game one of the Los Angeles Dodgers series.
And what's the Ryan Walker situation right now?
He's fine. He threw today, but okay. Just one inning. And Doval should be, he's on the table for tomorrow.
I just didn't know about, Walker closing today. Is Rodriguez now ahead of Walker on the closer pecking order?
That's an interesting question. It's probably kind of just circumstantial would be my guess in terms of how they go about figuring that out. But, you know, Randy has been the better pitcher than Walker. So, close game, you're probably thinking that. Then again, yeah, Walker through the eighth. So, what kicks them to... I mean, honestly, my thought might have been, all right, it's a 7-5 game. Let's use Walker, and then maybe the Giants will score in the top of the ninth, and we won't need Rodriguez at all, and we can protect him for the Dodgers series. But then they don't score, and they needed him, and, yeah, now everybody's gassed.
That's right.
Have fun in L.A.
Last time Doval didn't close a game, it was Rodriguez. So Rodriguez does seem to be Walker.
Closer two.
This was his second opportunity to get save. He closed the first one. That was the third game against the Padres right after those two rough losses.
Makes sense, don't you think? I mean, Rodriguez has been better. He's been way better than Walker.
Yes and no, but his experience as a closer is much, much more limited. Walker has been in that role more, and I think this game might be something that could flip the pecking order. Rodriguez found his way into some trouble. He gave up a huge out to start the inning, and then some shakiness, and the error obviously hurt, but
for sure
ultimately he was unable to lock it down.
No doubt. Yep, the scoreboard is what it is, and the Giants lose this one, frustrating, in Colorado by a final of 8-7. All right, we're not done with this, because I really do want to know, as they head for L.A., what is your perception with regard to where the Giants stand in relation to the Dodgers? I mean, I get the math. They're only a game behind. But most fans I talk to are like, yeah, they're not even on the same planet as the Dodgers. And in fact, I heard something along those lines on MLB Network just yesterday that we would love to play for you. So we'll do that. Coming up next, your calls are certainly welcome. 888-957-9570. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and...
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
3-2 pitch with the bases loaded. Arcia into left field. Estrada in. McMahon is going to score, and the Rockies break the Giants' hearts in the ninth inning and salvage a game in the series with an 8-7 victory.
Yeah, I'm sad about that.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that one stunk.
Well, part of this is also just my state of mind. You ever have this happen? Lovely Christy has pointed this out to me a number of times. Sometimes I get a headache or I get sick before I go see my parents.
Yeah, that's a little, that's psychosomatic right there.
Which, I'm like, no, coincidence.
Yeah?
She's like, oh.
Will you help me with my phone?
Listen.
It's one of my favorites.
I love the woman.
Can you help me fix my phone?
I love the woman so much. She's such a wonderful mom. She stresses me out sometimes.
Yeah?
She stresses me out sometimes. She knows this. I think I stress her out sometimes. So this isn't me pointing anything at her. It's just the dynamic we have. It stresses out sometimes. So when you're about to go see him, you're a little bit like, as I call it, shoulders up. You know when your shoulders are tight and you don't even realize it?
Oh, yeah.
You ever do that where you're walking around and someone's like, relax your shoulders? I'm like, I'm fine. And then you're like, oh, why were my shoulders up in my ears? Because you're tense.
A little stressed out.
So this loss today in Colorado, this come-from-ahead loss in Colorado, comes as the Giants have a plane waiting for them to fly to L.A.
Right.
I can't stand the Dodgers.
Yeah, I got that.
More so than any, like, sports thing by
Go
far.
Go Dodgers.
Even that ticks me off. Like, even though that's a total misrepresentation sensation.
That's still a buck.
It still ticks me off. Like,
cha-ching!
I can't stand the Dodgers so bad. Like, so bad. I can't stand the Dodgers. So to have this happen when you already have the pre-Dodger tension, it's just not sitting well. That's all. More on that in a moment. Here's Bob Melvin on what just happened with Randy Rodriguez's outing in the ninth inning of this loss today in Colorado.
He just, they made him work. You know, he had to throw a lot of pitches. You know, once he got struck good and out, I felt really good about him getting through Arcia, but I was almost still at 50-50 strikes to balls, so that's usually not like him. You know, if you haven't pitched here much, you know, things can be a little bit different for you. The break on your breaking ball, the ride on your fastball, you know, there's some uncomfortableness to it if you haven't pitched a ton here. Still, we had a chance to get out of the inning.
Yep. And he protected his guy, but Casey Schmidt also booted a ball that probably could have, I don't know if it ended, it probably ended the game, but it at minimum made it a two-out situation where, you know, Randy's got basically two shots to get one guy out and end the baseball game. And none of those things happened.
Right.
So they lost, and now they get to go play the freaking Dodgers.
This reminds me a little bit of the Warrior game when they went to Utah, and I know there were circumstances there because you traded a third of your team and guys were in their fields a little bit, but you went out and you gave that one to Utah on a platter, and it's one of those losses that at the time, too, is like, this one's going to hurt. If you happen to wind up one game out of this or one game behind that, you just gave it to Utah. Now, Utah's not as bad as the Rockies are, but that's a game you should win 19 times out of 20, and you didn't.
Especially because they were, if I remember correctly, they were up by like 7 with like a couple minutes to go. I mean, they completely gaffed it. It's funny you bring that up. Because, by the way, when you're like, at the end of the year, if you're one game out of something, well, they were.
Yeah.
Like, the Warriors miss the play-in tournament if they win that game. And they're straight into the playoffs. Now, obviously, everybody has games. Like, the other teams could say that, too. Everybody gives away games. And it feels like it's an annual tradition. The Giants do it in Colorado at least once a year. And so, hopefully, today was the day. And that's the end of that. Hopefully there won't be any more of those. But I've got pre-stress because Dodgers. And they're the worst thing in the world. Like, and I say that they're obviously not.
In the sports world.
I mean, poverty and famine and racism are worse than the Dodgers. But, like, the Dodgers are the worst freaking thing in the world. I can't stand the Dodgers on so, so, so many levels. Everything they are, everything they represent, everything, the way they carry themselves, they conduct themselves. And yes, there are pieces of this where I look at them and go, like it's actually that you're mad that other teams don't conduct themselves that way. It's all within the rules, but there's a few things out there. Some of it is even just the way others talk about the scenario. Like, here's the Giants. They're a game out. They're ahead of the Padres, and they're a game out in the National League West. A guy who once wore the uniform, who goes by the name Mark DeRosa, said this on MLB Network earlier this week. I was driving around yesterday, and I can't even remember if it was the Roast or if it was Steiny or Goo, which one of them played this. But it was played before our slot yesterday, and I listened to it, and I went, oh, my God, this guy told on himself. Tell me what you notice about this. Okay. Mark DeRosa on MLB Network with the NL West breakdown of where this is all going.
I think that it comes down to the Dodgers and the Padres. I really do. Can the Dodgers get healthy enough in time? I still think the Dodgers win the division. I think the Padres end up in the postseason. And then you're going to have a battle for that third wild card spot of, like, the Giants, the D-backs, the Braves, the Brewers.
Wait, the Braves, really? Aren't they nine back of a wild card spot right now?
They are, but I do believe... You're going to have to bury them for me to not think that they get on a run at some point.
They're 10 games below 500, the Braves. 10 games.
Do we believe in anybody besides the Cubs in the NL Central?
I mean, the Cardinals are 5 games back. I don't know.
I want to see what they do at the deadline. The Brewers.
Okay, what stands out to you here?
Did he mention the Giants?
He did. That was the first thing he said. As a wild card contender.
He's going out of his way to throw everyone behind them ahead of him. Atlanta? What? Really?
Mark, what are you talking about? Like, that's what I noticed. You told on yourself. First of all, you're right. He mentions the Braves. They're 29-38. They just came here and got swept. They're terrible. They're objectively terrible. Then he goes, and there's nobody else good in the Central. Did you know that 4 of the 5 teams in the Central have a winning record?
Yeah.
I was like, what am I listening to right now? But for me, what really stands out in all of that is what Mark was doing. The mistake he made, if you ask me, he not tapped into what's going on right now. Instead, he's basing what he's doing on the perceptions, the larger perceptions of teams. Because the perception of the Braves is that they're good. They got a lot of players you've heard of. Acuna and Matt Olson, right? They got all these guys. And so the perception is that the Braves are good, even though they're not. So that's what bugged me about it, is DeRosa's like, oh, well, the West is the Dodgers and the Padres. The Dodgers versus the Padres.
Right.
That's the West. And I'm like, thankful, because A, he doesn't know what he's talking about as far as this year is concerned. But B, the larger issue there is, that's the way people see these three teams. The Dodgers are amazing. The Padres are kind of like amazing adjacent and definitely the big boy competition for the Dodgers in the West. And then the rest of the division is a bunch of whatever.
Yeah, Arizona and the Giants are also Rans.
That's the perception.
That is the perception. And the reality so far, not even halfway through the year, has been different. And that's why this series coming up tomorrow is more about the perception than it is the actual standings. Yes, you want to win the games, and if you sweep LA, you go above them in the standings. If you take 2 of 3, then you're all tied up with the Dodgers in the West. But for me, it's more about what you were saying, the perception. And Mark DeRosa, former Giant, if I'm not mistaken.
That is accurate.
So it sounds like he didn't love his time here based on the analysis.
I don't know.
If you take 2 of 3 and you come back on Monday and now they're tied for first in the West, then the perception will change. It won't change dramatically, but it changes a little bit. And on the other side, if you lose 2 of 3 and now you're 2 games back, there'll be some of these Mark DeRosas. Ah, see, I told you so. It's the Padres and the Dodgers. The Giants were never really in it.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. And that's why I've got pre-stress. Like, I want to know how this feels both on the way in and on the way out of this weekend series in LA. And sort of, how do you feel about the Giants' chances to actually make these games? And I'll tell you what's a little concern. There's 2 things that concern me about the timing of this. Because I would have said, probably prior to today and this result, I would have said the timing's perfect. The Giants are as confident as they've been. Willy Adames is hitting the baseball. They are now, they've won 7 in a row. They can go ahead and swagger in. And I love something that Dave Fleming said earlier today on the roast. He was talking about the style of baseball these two teams play. And he's like, the Giants are not going to beat the Dodgers at their game. You're not going to go in there and win a slugfest, but you can go in there and outpitch them. You can do that. And you can scrape out a 4-3 ball game. You absolutely can do that. And that's what they need to do. And then what do we have as they arrive? Well, A, you've got your Gold Glove third baseman not there.
Yep.
Number one. And number two, you've got a bullpen that is now both taxed and potentially not feeling its confidence. All we do, we talk about going to Coors Field so everyone can get right. go to Coors Field and get your head right. Well, is anyone talking to the pitchers? They just gave up 20 runs in three games to the worst team in baseball that doesn't score runs. And they play half their games there. So it's not the stadium. The Colorado Rockies this year have scored a total of 224 runs. That is by far and away the worst in all of baseball.
Yeah.
And they do that at Coors Field. But not this week they didn't. They scored 20 runs in three games.
Yeah, and there were circumstances around it. And I'm thinking about yesterday primarily where Robbie Ray doesn't have his best stuff and Gerard Encarnacion just can't catch a thrown ball. Yep. And so now Robbie Ray's got to throw another 15 or 17 pitches. And it was an 18-minute inning at altitude. And so Robbie's taxed. He's done. You needed more bullpen because that inning went on too long. And then today, Rodriguez just can't get it done in the ninth. Another error prolongs an inning. And your young closer number two comes in and he can't finish the job. So you gave the Rockies too many opportunities to keep hanging around.
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.